Bonjour, Francophones. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica Tremonti.
I'm Amaury Libert. Bonjour.
You're about to listen to a newbie lesson where we're going to teach you how to say where you're from.
It's not complicated. It's very useful. When you meet someone you don't know and you start a conversation, you need it.
It's the first thing they ask you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're abroad. Let's set the scene for this dialogue. Maybe we're at a language school, a study abroad program, there are students.
They just arrived, so they don't know each other, so they're in the corridor.
Yeah, we have a guy and a girl. Now, in this dialogue, we have several cognates.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is just words that are pretty much the same in both languages, just pronounce them differently, or they're very similar.
Yeah.
So we have three cognates in this dialogue.
That's right, three cognates.
Okay, so what are they?
Américaine.
Okay.
État.
Mm-hmm.
Californie.
Okay, now if you didn't figure out what those words are, it's okay, because you're going to hear them in the dialogue and we're going to tell them to you later. But can you say them one more time?
Américaine, État, Californie.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three times and then we're going to come back and translate it for you.
Okay.
Dialogue, first time.
Je suis américaine.
Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
De Californie.
Comme ma copine.
Oh.
Dialogue, second time.
Je suis américaine.
Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
De Californie.
Comme ma copine.
Oh.
Dialogue, third time.
Je suis américaine.
Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
De Californie.
Comme ma copine.
Oh.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor girl.
She's disappointed.
Yeah, she's pretty disappointed. Let's find out why. Let's do the translation.
Je suis américaine.
I'm American.
Je suis américaine.
I'm American.
Je suis américaine. Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
Oh yeah, what state do you come from?
Ah oui, tu viens de quel état?
Oh really? What state are you from?
Ah oui, tu viens de quel état? De Californie.
From California.
De Californie.
From California.
De Californie. Comme ma copine.
Like my girlfriend.
Comme ma copine.
Like my girlfriend.
Comme ma copine.
And then she says...
And then together...
Oh. That's, you have a girlfriend. It's too bad.
She's lonely. She's lonely in France.
Poor girl. I'm sure she'll find some French guy pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's take apart this dialogue and break it down. Let's start with the first sentence. So you want to tell someone you're from the United States of America?
Je suis américaine.
Okay, so let's take the first part of that.
Je suis.
Je suis. And that means I am.
That's right.
Can you say it one more time?
Je suis. That's what you use after with the nationality.
And what is this nationality?
Américaine.
Américaine.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is a woman. Would you say the exact same thing for a man?
No, I would say américain.
So if you were a woman, what would you say?
Américaine.
And then a man?
Américain.
Okay, so now me, je suis américaine.
That's correct, Erica.
Because I'm a girl.
That's right.
Now, what about our listeners in Canada and Australia? It's pretty much the same thing, right?
It is. A man from Canada, Canadien.
And a woman?
Canadienne.
Okay, and what about Australia?
Australien, Australienne.
Okay. Let's talk about this next phrase. Ah oui?
He wants to show interest. He says, ah oui? He's surprised as well. So, surprised plus he shows interest. Ah oui?
Ah oui? So now this next sentence is pretty long. It's the longest one we have the sentence, but it's really useful. There's a lot of cool stuff in it. So can you say the sentence?
Tu viens de quel état?
All right, let's start with the beginning, the first two words.
Tu viens.
That means you come, right?
Right.
And that's the verb venir, which means to come.
That's all right.
This is the version for you. And this you is the informal you, right?
Yeah.
Because they're younger, they're at school, it's not a formal situation. Even though you can tell they don't know each other very well.
That's right. This way they're using the informal way.
Yeah, because it's casual.
Yeah.
Now, let's take this next phrase.
De quel état?
Okay, let's start at the back. That's our cognate.
État.
That means state.
Correct.
So it's not exactly the same word in English, but you can kind of hear it's got similar structure. What is it?
État.
Okay, and then which state?
Quel état?
Quel état? And then the from which state?
De quel état?
Okay, and so the whole sentence...
Tu viens de quel état?
And it literally means you come from which state.
That's right, yeah.
And which state is she from?
De Californie.
Easy one. The surfing states.
Yeah, we've got the third cognate here.
Right, what is it again?
Californie.
Easy stuff. And then we have the de, like in the last sentence, which means from California.
De Californie.
Now it seems that maybe he's worried she's going to get some ideas, so he's got to make sure she knows.
So he says, comme ma copine.
Yeah, like my girlfriend, so don't get any ideas. Okay, so there's two parts to that. The first part is like.
Comme.
Okay, and then.
Ma copine.
Right, and so the ma is my.
Yep.
What's the copine?
Girlfriend.
My girl.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why don't we listen to the dialogue 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time.
Je suis américaine.
Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
De Californie.
Comme ma copine.
Oh.
Dialogue, second time.
Je suis américaine.
Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
De Californie.
Comme ma copine.
Oh.
Dialogue, third time.
Je suis américaine.
Ah oui? Tu viens de quel état?
De Californie.
Comme ma copine.
Oh.
Okay, we're back. Wow, she sounds so disappointed.
Yeah, I still feel so bad for this girl.
I know. Anyway. Oh. Well, I have a couple things to ask you about here. Now, first of all, in the dialogue, we learn how to say Californie. What about all the other states? Are those also cognates?
We've got all the same names in French.
You kind of just say the actual state name with a French accent, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So when you have Nebraska, Montana, Florida.
Ah, we're not going to tell you what they are because you should probably figure them out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so these cognates. So let's talk a little bit more about that because for French learners, it's really great if you're an English speaker because so many of our words in English are borrowed from French.
Yeah, I've always been so glad that you had these cognates in the two languages.
Right, because there's already so many words you know before you even started.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us 5?
Okay. Question.
Okay.
Gouvernement. Intelligent.
Okay. Now, we're not telling you what the English word is because we want you to cognitively figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us 2 more.
Stupide.
Okay.
Solution.
Oh, that was a good one. Okay, so don't worry. If you didn't know what those words are, you can come to the page that we have on Frenchpod.com for website, and we'll have them written down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also there ask us any questions about this lesson that you have at all. So thanks for listening.
Au revoir.
À demain.